the phrase hard act to follow. That comes to mind a little bit when I think about Humboldt softball, and the Wildcats will be opening their season. They had a tremendous year last year, and their head coach, Doug Van Pelt, joins the program. Coach, first of all, it's been a long time, but it's great to have you back on the show.
Awesome to be here, and awesome to get the season underway again. It's just fun to get out on the diamond and throw that ball around and hit it a little bit and see what happens this summer.
Yeah, and hopefully do it with some less restrictions and less complications than everybody had to deal with last year.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for everybody, you know, all kids and all adults, and especially the sports teams and the high schools, and restrictions on what you can do and can't do athletically wise. And then, you know, especially the restrictions on parents attending events and fans attending. And hopefully we've had some good news in the last two or three weeks, and they've lessened a lot of the restrictions, and hopefully it'll be a full go this summer outdoors, and people can get back to what normal used to be like and enjoy some ball games.
Yeah, absolutely. Doug Van Pelt is my guest, the head coach over at Humboldt, the head softball coach there. And Coach, 20-3 last year, had a great run, went to the state quarterfinals, lost to Mount Vernon there. It's hard to follow what you guys did last year. That bar has been set really high.
Yeah, and it's been like that, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, you know, three state tournament trips, I think, in the last 4 years, and 30 wins, it seems like, almost every season. And, you know, that's the way it goes. And we graduated a bulk of that group that had a lot of success. But, you know, we feel like we got kids ready to go. We do have, you know, half that group returning that you know, has received so much valuable experience, experience you can't coach, obviously. And then it's up to, you know, the second part of that group is the new kids coming in. And they watch the kids older than them, you know, act the way they're supposed to act, play the way they're supposed to play, and now it's their turn. And so our expectations are high every season, you know, and unfortunately we lose kids every single year. Sometimes you lose a little bit more than others, and it's our turn to try to reload and keep it going.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the production you lost. Maddie Lang and Carly Thompson, who both hit over 400 for you and played every day as starters for you, are now at Iowa Central and had great freshman years there. Ellie Jacobson, who was 18-2 for you in the circle last year and also was a contributor at the plate for you and really was one of the most dominant pitchers in the state. That is a tremendous amount to lose. You look at probably your heaviest loss being in the circle with Ellie Jacobson. Where do you go with your pitching staff?
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned all three of them. It's right up the middle, which is where you want to be.
True.
The strongest, you know, pitching, catching, you know, up the middle at short, second, center. And then three of those kids played those positions. But, you know, pitching-wise, we had an eighth grader last year in Reagan Lee. That got some varsity experience through, you know, the majority of the JV ball games, and she's ready to step in and take the helms of the captainship there in the circle, and we have high expectations for her. And now it's just getting her some varsity games under the belt and getting going here off on the right track. So she's the heir apparent in the circle, and you know, just a freshman, and had limited experience behind Ellie, but some of that will pay off hopefully, and obviously learn from a really good one. And you know, we're very confident in what she can do for us.
Coach Doug Van Pelt is my guest, Humboldt softball. The Wildcats will open the season this week. They're taking on Southeast Valley in the season opener on Tuesday night. Coach, you mentioned a little bit about what you lost, but you've got some production coming back. The first one that pops into my mind, Kendall Clark. Kendall hit 460, I think, for you last year, maybe a little better than that. 10 home runs, drove in 32 runs. You know, she's been great for you. And for me, when I look at what she does across the spectrum of all sports, state champion wrestler, basketball standout, softball, what she does there as an all-state level performer, I'm not sure there's a better female athlete in the state of Iowa than Kendall Clark.
All around, and that's what we have to have here at Humboldt. You know, we're a size school where our athletes do everything, and for us to be successful, they have to do that. She's a perfect, you know, poster child for that, and she's excelled at every one of her sports. You know, with all state honors and state championships. She's Saturday morning just finished up at the state track meet and a shot and disc and so forth, and now she'll switch gears to softball. But, you know, a five-sport athlete, and at the big schools they don't do that. You know, the kids specialize, and, you know, they train for one the whole year. And what's cool about a Humboldt and, you know, our size school is our kids do everything, and they don't specialize. But she's been outstanding in everything, and we have a second senior in Jory Hayek the exact same way. She's excelled in almost every sport, state volleyball, you know, great basketball player. She's in state track meet this weekend, and, you know, she's going to be an all-state shortstop for us. So we got two seniors cut out of the same cloth that have been great role models that have played, you know, the four sports. Kendall's played five since she dueled in both basketball and wrestling. So, you know, we'll build around them, obviously, and they've been, you know, huge for us the last 4 years with that group that graduated. So, you know, they're kind of the beacons of light for us right now, you know, showing the young kids what to do and what's expected of them to be a humble softball player. And, you know, we'll rely heavily on both of them, of course.
What do you expect in terms of productivity? Do you expect a big jump from Jory Hajic and Kendall Clark? I mean, it's hard almost to even fathom you could be more productive than they were last year, but are you expecting a step up in productivity from those two?
Yeah, you know, we obviously had kids that could protect people last year. We had six kids sitting in the lineup last year. That was hard to throw around, and so that's provided some insulation and protection for them. And so, you know, right now we're going to need other kids to step up so we can protect everybody in the lineup, you know, especially the kids with power and so forth. So, you know, that's what we're looking for right now, and we think we have it. Now we just got to go do it on the ball diamond. But, yeah, they're going to have big years for us, and, you know, they're going to hit back-to-back, and so you're going to have to throw to at least one of them and you know, probably pay the piper when you do. So, yeah, they're going to have great years for us. And, you know, they're hopefully going to bring some of the younger kids along, and we can find that insulation, as I call it, protection for them in the lineup, and can put some crooked numbers on the board, hopefully.
Humboldt softball coach Doug Van Pelt is my guest. The Wildcats will open their season this week after going 20-3 last year, making it to the state tournament. Coach, let's talk a little bit. We talked about Jory Hajic and Kendall Clark. Those are names that people that follow Humboldt softball know, and people that follow softball in general in this area know. Tell me some names that folks maybe haven't heard much of yet that you expect to be big impact players for you this year.
Yeah, you know, obviously success is determined in the circle in softball. And so Reagan Lee, like we just got done mentioning, freshman, she'll take the reins on the mound, and we're expecting big things out of her. Had a very productive year, started at third base for us, so she does have the varsity experience. Now it's just translating it or transferring it over to the circle. We have Addie Thompson. That's been this will be her third year starting at second base, so she brings a wealth of experience, great defensive performer, and sits six for us, you know, with that loaded lineup that we've had the last two or three years. So she's been right in the mix with them all. Alexis Hansen returns as a starting outfielder as a junior. We're expecting a big jump out of her offensively this year. She'll be great for us out in center field. And so those are the kids, you know, we returned five starters, you know, a pretty good team, and those five starters have started for multiple years. So, you know, we got the pieces, and then we just got to find some, you know, part of the fringes to add to that to make the full meal.
Coach Doug Van Pelt from Humboldt Softball is my guest. Coach, you're going to open with Southeast Valley, and I just talked to Sheridan Gilo, their head coach, earlier in the program, and we were talking about the fact that it seems like you guys and them can't get away from each other. Their last two games of the season was against you, and their first game of the season is going to be against you guys. I have to expect that one's going to be a battle on Tuesday night.
Yeah, they've had really good teams, you know, the last three or four years. A couple of years we had them in the regional final to go to the state tournament. So, yeah, you know, 40 minutes away with Fort Dodge right in the middle, you know, it's pretty good 3A programs. And like you said, the last two games they played have been against us. Let's just make a little series out of it, best of seven or so forth. So, it's going to be a tough opener for us. And, you know, you're always a little bit nervous that first game because, you know, you got new kids out there and the lights shine a little bit brighter on that varsity diamond. So it'll be fun for us to get to go down there and see them right away here to open up the year.
Yeah, and of course they're going to be looking for a little payback from last year after losing to you twice to end the season last year. So a little extra caveat to that as well. This first week you've got a pretty heavy plate. You'll play Southeast Valley, you'll play Mansa Northwest Webster, and then you'll have Newell Fonda. And that Newell Fonda program, while they may be a smaller classification, they've been a state-level program too. So you're really going to find out a lot about this kind of new nucleus you have and how that blends in with your existing players that are coming back, your returning stars there. You're going to find out a lot in this first week, I think.
Yeah, and that's why we build it this way. You know, you want to go out and get as much experience as you can before the conference slate starts, and you want to see some quality teams. And Newell Fonda and us have played the last three or four years, and it's a great little rivalry between each other, two really good programs, you know, not too far apart either, and it's been a good mix for us. They always just have a ton of speed, as you see on the basketball floor, that translates over to the softball diamond, and so they'll put us in situations that we need to see to help us prepare for that league race, you know, that'll be starting that second week. And so, yeah, we build a schedule for a reason, and that first week is, you know, we get three games under our belt, and hopefully that'll get going and expose us to things you know, that we need to work on and do better, and get back to the drawing board and fix those things before the North Central Conference race begins.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really think, Coach, that what we're talking about when you're talking about playing Southeast Valley and then Newell Fonda, it really just speaks to the testament of how much depth there is in terms of quality teams in North Central Iowa. You can't throw a rock, so to speak, without hitting a good softball program around here.
Yeah, regardless size, because I mean you run the gauntlet of 1A to 5A in this area, and it's awesome for all those schools, you know, that we mentioned, because you can go out and schedule quality opponents that aren't in your conference to prepare you for the league. And you know, and they're teams that you're not necessarily going to see. You know, us in the Southeast Valley are obviously in 3A, but you know, you can go play a good 1A or 2A or 4A team to prepare you, you know, for the 3A competition you're going to see. And most importantly, and, you know, it's what we, cornerstone we do, is we build our season. You know, our first goal is always to try to compete to win a North Central Conference championship. And so everything we do is for that purpose. And seeing some of these quality teams, like you just mentioned, in the area, the only thing that does is improve us, you know, and makes us a better team so we can compete to try to win a conference championship. And that'll be our goal again this year.
As they say, iron sharpens iron. Coach Doug Van Pelt has been my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, it's good to catch up with you again. We will be hearing from you. I hope we'll have you on a regular basis throughout the season, and we'll be tracking the progress of the new-look Wildcats, and we'll see what you guys do throughout the season.
Yeah, and thanks for having us on, Rob, and just thank you for everything you do for local sports. It's awesome. You know, to promote all the area schools, and you know, you have a huge following, you know, that spans North Central Iowa, and it's just great. Thank all the sponsors that sponsor the show, and it's just positive to get, you know, a positive spin out there for all the hard work both the boys and girls do, not only in baseball and softball, but all the sports seasons. And it's an honor to be on with you, and I appreciate all you do.
Hey, well, we certainly appreciate those kind words. Thanks for the time, Coach. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you, sir.